Track 6, Making Menopause Matter. We meet trailblazing Norfolk campaigner Diane Danzerbrink, who has launched a £90,000 appeal to help thousands of women going through the menopause.
Diane Danzerbrink laughs and says that her husband describes her as being like Tigger. She certainly fizzes with energy as she talks with passion about her campaign to improve menopause care for women. This determination comes from her own personal experience, which she speaks candidly and movingly about. In 2012, suspected of having ovarian cancer, she underwent a hysterectomy. The surgery was a success, and while it thankfully revealed that she didn't have cancer, she did have a number of previously undiagnosed serious gynecological conditions, including stage 4 endometriosis and fibroids. When she left hospital, Diane knew that having a hysterectomy meant that she would no longer have periods, but what she wasn't aware of was the wide range of mental and physical symptoms that she might experience, ranging from hot flushes and insomnia to anxiety and depression. There was no follow-up with the hospital gynaecologist, and while a GP mentioned the possibility of taking HRT to her, she dismissed it because of the now debunked scare stories associated with it. In the following months, her mental health declined to the point where she admits that she became suicidal. I became really anxious. My sleep fell apart. I was becoming really emotional, really tearful, and I was becoming more and more withdrawn and fearful. I would no longer walk my dogs, and that was one of my favourite things to do in a day. I woke up one morning, got out of bed, and it felt as though everything was really dark and encroaching on me. Thankfully, rapid intervention brought her back from the edge, and once she began taking HRT, in time, her symptoms began to improve. Over a period of a few weeks, the dark, scary world didn't feel quite so scary anymore. So it gave me that little bit of hope that there might be a future, she says. Shocked by the lack of good information available, Diane vowed that when she was well again, she would do her best to ensure that women going through the menopause would know how and where to access help. I remember saying to my husband that if I ever feel like me again, I'm going to make damn sure I'm doing something to change this. And I think this was the pivotal point that let me know that I was feeling better and changed direction for where I wanted to focus. A qualified personal therapist and well-being consultant, Diane also has professional nurse training in menopause and is a member of the British Menopause Society. She began counselling women going through the menopause on a one-to-one basis, but wanting to go further, in 2015 she founded Menopause Support from her kitchen table. Finding a lot of opinions about menopause, but not a lot of facts on the internet, she had a website built and started adding advice to it. She also set up a community on Facebook, which now has 35,000 members. In 2018, I thought, OK, we're not moving far enough, fast enough. I'd already started lobbying any MPs and ministers in Westminster that were taking any notice of menopause. And so in 2018, I went into Westminster and launched the national hashtag Make Menopause Matter campaign. In response to her research and feedback from thousands of women, the campaign has four clear aims. To make menopause education mandatory for GPs and trainee doctors. And from this year, all medical students will learn about menopause at medical school as part of a women's health module. To ensure that menopause guidance and support is freely available and promoted in every workplace. For menopause education to be added to the Relationships and Sex Education, RSE, curriculum in schools in the UK. And thanks to the campaign, menopause has been on the RSE curriculum in England since September 2020. While it will take time to embed, Menopause Support is currently working on a free lesson resource that will be available to all schools. And finally, the delivery of a government-funded public health campaign for menopause. Having campaigned for more than 5 years for the government to produce a quality, freely available guide to help women navigate the menopause, Diane and the Menopause Support Team decided they could no longer wait. In July 2023, Understanding Menopause, Your Essential Guide to Navigating Menopause, was successfully published. reviewed by four specialist menopause clinicians and endorsed by the British Menopause Society, the booklet is factual, current and evidence-based. So far, 100,000 copies of the 44-page booklet have been provided to locations around the country. Many of those who have requested copies are GP practices and NHS trusts. They've also been sent to community projects, charities and employers. This is something that should be being done by government and the NHS, not something that a tiny social enterprise should be doing, says Diane. I think you often hear people say, oh, somebody should do something about that. And then one day you turn around and look in the mirror and go, oh yeah, that's me. Now, Menopause Support is launching a fundraising campaign to enable a further 250,000 copies of the booklet to be printed. To produce the new leaflets, however, the organisation needs to raise £90,000, which has sparked the launch of a fundraising appeal. The leaflet, which is also available for free online as a PDF, contains a symptom checker, information on treatment options and guidance on how to prepare for a GP appointment. Diane and her husband relocated to Norfolk last year. She lives in a Broadland village and is enjoying getting to know the county when her busy schedule allows. She's regularly invited to speak to the media and has appeared on This Morning, Good Morning Britain, Lorraine, BBC Breakfast, Loose Women, Channel 4 News and Sky News. She also writes extensively about menopause for newspapers and magazines, and her first book, Making Menopause Matter, is due to be published in May. The aim of the book is to be a book about that absolutely anybody can pick up and learn about menopause. If you're trying to navigate it, I hope it feels a bit like a map to being able to help you to do that. It's the book I wish someone had given me before my surgery, she says. And Diane is also the executive producer of Cycle of Change, Understanding Menopause, an animated film made by 4med Films, which is free to download. Plus, she's started hosting information events in Norfolk. When you do work with people in their 40s and 50s and they get the right education and information, a lot of those people go on to do amazing things in their 60s, 70s and 80s and live really full, active lives. With the right help and support, there is a lot of life to live postmenopausally, she says. To download a free copy of the Understanding Menopause booklet or to support the fundraising campaign, visit menopausesupport.co.uk.